Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Good things happen for those who are patient. It took 6 weeks, but on the seventh weekend of the NFL season, the Packers put together their most complete game in a 38-17 victory over the Carolina Panthers.
On the opening possession of the game, a huge window opened to the Carolina defense, and Aaron Rodgers threw a dart right through that opening to Jordy Nelson, who cut back to the end zone for a 59-yard touchdown. Before Cam Newton and the Panthers offense recorded a first down, they were down 21-0. For the game, Rodgers was virtually flawless, completing 19 of 22 passes with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. His passer rating, 154.5, was the second best of his career. As good as the offense was, the defense was just as impressive, holding the Panthers to 3 points through 3 quarters. They stuffed Jonathan Stewart on the ground, unveiled a new hybrid NASCAR package with Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, Mike Neal, and Nick Perry on the field together in pass rush situations. They sacked Newton, a.k.a. Superman, 3 times. And special teams was solid all day as well. Tim Mastey averaged 55 yards on 5 punts. Mason Crosby converted his only field goal attempt and recorded 5 touchbacks on kickoffs. As a team, in all 3 phases, this was the Packers' best overall performance to date.
The red-hot Packers are rolling into New Orleans on a 4-game winning streak. The Jekyll and Hyde Saints are unbeaten at home. It's a matchup of Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be fun. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.